A worldwide grab for land is underway by rich and populous countries like Saudi Arabia and China. In the Czech Republic, agricultural land is also being snapped up. Whereas buyers used to be mainly Dutch and German farmers, now Western investment companies are also getting in on the act. Chris Johnston reports.
Buy land because they're not making it anymore. That was the advice of American writer Mark Twain more than a century ago, and many, it seems, have taken his advice. The Czech Agricultural Chamber estimates that at least a third of farmland in the west of the country is now owned by foreigners. Jan Zahorka is president of the Agricultural Chamber.
That's a local estimate. Local experts estimate that this land has been bought or that it's being rented out, so that later when it's legally in order, it'll be possible to buy it.
Mr. Zahorka says Czech land still represents a bargain that makes it worthwhile for foreigners going to the trouble of circumventing the temporary and not very stringent restrictions on land purchases imposed after EU entry.
In all the border areas, land is cheaper. In Moravia, for example, and some of these really fertile areas, it's approaching the price of other Western countries. It's the case that in some countries, like Austria and Germany, only a minimum amount of land comes up for sale, and when it does, it's really expensive.
Simon Volk is a German lawyer who works for a company advising German individuals and companies on buying land in Central and Eastern Europe. He says Czech farmland is now the focus of a new institutional wave of investment.
There are a lot of institutional investors or normal investors who doesn't have a farming background, and they just want to invest in farmland because they're afraid of the inflation at the moment. They want to get some secure assets, and in Germany it's at the moment really hard to get farmland, and I guess that's why a lot of people moving from Germany or focusing on the closest state to Germany.
Mr. Volk says the Czech Republic and Poland are the main focus for this attention, even though there are much better bargains on offer in Romania and Bulgaria. At the Czech Agricultural Chamber, Mr. Zahorka sees no real solution to the foreign land grab. All he can call for is an extension of the current legal limits on foreign purchases so that some sort of break at least is in place.
Chris Johnson with that report.